ceremony for a young woman who died. And during that ceremony, we chant Jijang Guosal chanting. I'd like to just talk for a few minutes about Jijang Guosal and what Jijang Guosal means to us in our practice. Ultimately, our Zen practice is about practicing not only for ourselves but for all beings. So that means I practice for you and all beings, and you practice for me and all beings. That's essentially what it means to be a bodhisattva. Jijang Guosal is a really inspiring bodhisattva who's taken on this vow to help all beings, with a particular emphasis on liberating every last being from hell. Not something to be taken lightly. So during a memorial ceremony, we chant this Jijang Guosal chanting to ensure that the person who's transitioning out of their physical body is liberated, free, open, spacious. Jijang Guosal is not limited to just helping beings in this hell realm, but into actually being with beings in all realms. Traditionally, in Buddhism, there are six realms. Heavenly realm, an Asura realm, which means essentially protective warrior type figure who protects ideas that are very important. The third realm is the human realm. Below that is an animal realm, hungry ghost realm, and hell realms. If we let go of the traditional description of that, all of these realms should be very familiar to all of us. In Zen, we look at these as different states of mind, and we travel constantly throughout all of these different states of mind. So when we're in deep, deep despair, that's the true meaning of a hell realm. When we feel like all the world is our command, that's a heavenly realm. What this means for us, I think, is can we be present and open and helpful to anyone we meet, regardless of where they are? Can we meet them where they are without hesitation, without judgment, with great patience? Can we have the patience to try to be present with somebody who is so consumed in their own desires that they can't see outside of themselves? Can we be with somebody who is completely self-absorbed and feels like the world is only there for them, and when something trips them up, can we meet them without feeling like saying, "I told you so"? This is our ongoing work. So the traditional orthodox cosmology that comes down to us can seem very dry and distant and theoretical. But if we really look at these as states of mind, and we really see ourselves as bodhisattvas, that's where our real practice lies. So as we talked about during this ceremony last Thursday, when we chant Jijang Guosal, can we find the mind of Jijang? keeping on that path.